والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف. My dear respected brothers in Islam, there are countless virtues and blessings of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting Salawat, reciting peace and blessings upon the essence and soul of our lives, the comfort and coolness to our eyes, the one in whom our hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed beyond the seven skies, whose blessed face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and who is the owner and distributor of paradise, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And these virtues of reciting salawat are mentioned throughout the books of ahadith. In one beautiful narration, it's mentioned that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ. Decorate your gatherings, adorn your gatherings by reciting peace and blessings upon me, by reciting Durood Sharif upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For indeed, your recitation of Durood Sharif upon me will be nur for you on the Day of Judgment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. My dear respected brothers in Islam, as Muslims, as believers, our source of guidance is without doubt the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran itself, in Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 2, indeed, the believers are only those whose hearts are fearful when Allah is mentioned. And when the verses of Allah are recited to them, their iman gets stronger. This is a sign of the believers. So to begin with today, we'll be listening to some verses of the Holy Quran and some ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to honoring and revering our parents. And as we've just learned from this verse of Surah Al-Anfal, when the believers hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hear the verses of the Quran, their hearts should become fearful. So we should be listening to these verses of the Quran with fearful hearts, conscious of Allah Almighty. And when these verses of Allah are recited to the believers, what happens? Their iman gets stronger. So we should be listening to these verses of the Quran about respecting our parents with the intention of strengthening our iman and going back with a message. Going back, changing our attitude, the way we respect our parents, the way we honor and serve our parents. So throughout the Holy Quran, there are many verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stresses the importance of treating our parents with kindness. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 83, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. When we took the covenant from Bani Israel that they must not worship anyone except Allah and that they must treat their parents with kindness. In Surah An-Nisa, verse 36, Allah Azza wa Jalla similarly again says, وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And worship Allah and do not ascribe any partners to Him and treat your parents kindly. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. We have laid emphasis on man to treat his parents with kindness. And in Surah Al-Isra, in verse number 23, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. and your Lord has decreed you must not worship anyone other than Him, and that you must treat your parents with kindness. So in all of these verses, and there's more verses like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning His oneness, after mentioning Tawheed, after mentioning that there is none worthy of worship except for Him, directly after this command of worshipping only Allah, the most important thing in our deen, the next thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in all of these verses is treating parents with kindness. And in this verse, the final verse that I've just recited, the passage continues. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that He has given the judgment that you must not worship anyone other than Him, and that you must treat your parents with kindness. This verse continues. And this passage is probably the most comprehensive passage in the Holy Quran about treating our parents with kindness. And it goes into detail. Allah Azza wa Jalla continues and says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا فَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If one of them, or both of them, reaches old age in front of you, in your presence, then do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them, do not talk back to them, and speak to them with gentleness and compassion. وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower for them the wings of humility, مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, out of mercy for them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And say, pray to Allah Almighty for them. O my Lord, have mercy on them because they took care of me when I was small. So now, let's delve a little deeper into this passage of the Holy Quran in detail. Each sentence, and let's try to unravel some of the secrets and the wisdoms behind these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the beginning, Allah Azza wa Jal says, your Lord has decreed and declared that you must not worship anyone except for Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And that you must treat your parents with kindness. Imam Ahmad bin Ahmad Sawi al-Maliki radiyallahu anhu in his tafsir, he says that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined the mention of treating parents with kindness with the mention of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the reason for this is the most emphasized of all rights after the rights of Allah and His Messenger Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the rights of parents. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, directly after mentioning His own rights, that nobody is to be worshipped except for Him, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the rights of parents. And the scholars also mention, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the importance of His Tawheed, worshipping only Him, why Allah directly after this mentions respect of parents. The scholars say, Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of the human being. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who brings the human being into existence. And because of this, He is the only being worthy of worship. But the physical means of that human being coming into the world are his parents. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator. Allah Almighty creates a person. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the parents of a person the physical means of him coming into this world. So Allah Azza wa Jalla deserves to be worshipped because He was the actual cause of a person's existence. And parents deserve the utmost respect because it was by their means that a person came into this world. So all of these verses of the Holy Quran, they mention that we must treat our parents with ihsan. Now what does ihsan mean? Ihsan literally means kind treatment, but it has other meanings as well. The word ihsan means goodness. The word ihsan means excellence. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to us, be the best that you can possibly be to your parents. And the Mufassirun, they say that ihsan, kind treatment, excellence to our parents, entails many things. The first thing, loving them from the depths of our hearts. The second thing, being respectful in the way that we talk to them. This is ihsan. Only using honorable words to speak about them. Striving to make them happy. Spending your wealth upon them. Once they have left this world, acting upon their will, sending them rewards of charity, reciting the Quran, Fatiha, and visiting their graves. All of these things come under the scope of ihsan, or kind treatment to parents. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, if one of them, or both of them, reaches old age in front of you, in your presence, when weakness overcomes them, they become ill, the strength in their limbs and their joints reduces, now they are even more in need of your kind treatment. When they become old, when they become elderly, when they become weak, when they are suffering from illnesses and diseases. Why? Why is it the responsibility of the child to look after their parents in old age? Because just as you were powerless and helpless when you were a baby, and they looked after your every need, you were unable to feed yourself, they would feed you. You were unable to clean yourself, your parents would clean you. Throughout the night, your parents would wake up again and again to attend to your every need. Similarly now, when they have reached old age, and they have become powerless and helpless, now you must put every effort in to ensure that you look after them. And how should you speak to them? فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not even say uff to them. Now this word uff, the mufassirun, they comment on this, and they say that the word uff is the least and the slightest expression of annoyance. So if we're translating it into English, or in modern terms, when your parents tell you to do something, when your parents instruct you or command you to do something, even the slightest expression of annoyance is forbidden by the Quran. Even just saying the word uff is forbidden. So this is what we shouldn't do. How should we speak to them? The next part, the Holy Quran states, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And speak to them with noble, gentle speech, compassionate speech. Speak to them with humbleness. And in the tafsir of this part of the verse, in Khazainul Irfan, Mufti Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he mentioned something amazing. And this teaches us how we should behave with our parents. How should we speak to our parents? He says in the tafsir of this part of the verse, the way a person should speak to his parents, the way a person should converse with his parents, the way a person should address his parents is the way that a servant speaks to his master, the way a slave speaks to his owner, with utmost humbleness. So let's reflect. When we speak to our parents, what is our method of speech? What is our behavior with them? We should be speaking to them as a slave speaks to his owner, with our voice lowered, with our gaze lowered. We can never repay them. The Quran is teaching us to show as much mercy as possible to them. But even after we've shown as much mercy as is physically possible for us, even then we can never repay their rights in full. Even after we've been speaking to them kindly, we've lowered our wing of humility for them, we've served them, we've taken care of them, we still have not fulfilled their rights. The only one who can repay them in full and reward them in full is Allah Almighty. The only one who can bestow upon them the mercy that they deserve is Allah the Most Merciful Himself. The one who is the Most Merciful, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Arhamur Rahimin, the one whose mercy is unlimited and endless. We are ordered to show mercy to them. But no matter how much mercy we show to them, we can never fulfill their rights. So that's why, after instructing us to show mercy to them, as much as our capability, the next instruction, because we are unable to fulfill the rights of our parents, the next instruction is to ask the Most Merciful to show them mercy. Because He is the only one who can show them the mercy that they deserve. The next part of the verse states, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O my Lord, have mercy on them both. Pray to that merciful Lord. Pray to Allah Azza wa Jal. After showing them as much mercy as you can, now pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most Merciful, about whose mercy it is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, that on the day that He created the heavens and the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal created 100 mercies. Each mercy is so huge and so vast that it fills the space between the heavens and the earth. And from those 100 mercies, Allah Azza wa Jal placed one mercy in the earth. And from that one mercy, The mother shows affection to her child, and animals and birds show mercy to one another. And when the Day of Judgment comes, Allah Almighty will express the true vastness of those 100 parts of mercy. This is why we are instructed, after showing as much mercy as you can to your parents, you still have not fulfilled their rights. Now what must you do? Raise your hands. Raise your hands in the courts of the most merciful, the one whose mercy is beyond limit, and say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them both, because they had mercy on me, and they nurtured me when I was small. When I was small, when I was unable to do anything for myself, they nurtured me. They took care of me. Now, Ya Allah, I have done everything I can. I have shown as much mercy as I can, but I can still not repay them for what they have done for me. So, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, shower my parents with mercy. And Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to be grateful to Him and to our parents. And Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anhu, he mentions one beautiful way that we can fulfill the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to our parents. And this is something practical that we can take away from this ijtima today. Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anhu, he says that we must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way of expressing this physically is by ensuring that we are punctual in our 5 daily salah. If we pray our 5 daily salah on time, we come and we bow down and we prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is an expression of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Almighty has also ordered us to be grateful to our parents. And after performing our 5 daily prayers, after each prayer, if we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower mercy upon our parents, this is a means of expressing physical gratitude to our parents. So it's important for us, after every single prayer, to remember our parents in our dua. To ask Allah Azza wa Jal to shower mercy and blessings upon our parents. So from this passage of the Quran, we've learned 5 main things. Don't even say uff to your parents. Don't talk back to them. Speak to them with compassion. Lower your wing for them out of mercy and serve them. And pray to Allah to shower mercy upon them. The ahadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are also filled with examples of the teachings of Islam with regards to our parents. In one famous narration, a man came in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Man ahaqqu bihusni sahabati? Who is the most worthy of my kind treatment? Who should I treat with kindness? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ummuka, your mother. The man said, Thumma man, then who? After my mother, who is the next person who is the most worthy of my kind treatment? The beloved Prophet replied and said, Ummuka, your mother. The question was asked for a third time, and the beloved Prophet again replied, your mother. And the fourth time the beloved Prophet said, then Abuka, your father. In the commentary of this hadith, Mullah Ali Al-Qari radiallahu anhu in Mirqat al-Mafatih states the wisdom and the reason why the mother was mentioned 3 times in this hadith. So you may have heard this hadith many times before. But why is it that the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the mother 3 times and then the father? Mullah Ali Al-Qari, the great hadith commentator, he explains to us, and he says the reason why the mother was mentioned 3 times before the father is because of 3 difficulties that the mother goes through for the child, which only the mother goes through. The father doesn't go through. And Allah Azza wa Jal indicates towards these 3 things in Surah Ahqaf. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says that his mother carried him with difficulty. The period that a child is in the womb of the mother, the difficulties that a mother faces at that time, the child is kicking her in the stomach from inside. The child is making her vomit. The child is making her ill. She has the difficulty of carrying that child for 9 months. Only the mother bears this difficulty, the father doesn't. The second thing, the mother gives birth to the child with difficulty, putting her own life on the line in some circumstances, going through the utmost difficulty to actually bring that child into existence. And the third thing, the mother feeds the child from her own chest with difficulty. Because of these three difficulties, carrying the child for 9 months, giving birth to the child, and feeding the child from her own chest, for this reason, the beloved Prophet ﷺ mentioned the mother 3 times. And what are the rights of the mother? In the commentary of this hadith, in Umdatul Qari, Al-Imam Badruddin Al-Aini radiyallahu anhu, he mentions a narration which states that a companion once humbly said to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, on a particular path, there were stones that were so hot, the path was so hot, that if a piece of meat was to be placed on it, that piece of meat would have become roasted. That piece of meat would have cooked on the heat of that pathway. That's how hot that path was. That Sahabi said, that on that hot pathway, I carried my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles. Am I free from the rights of my mother? The beloved Prophet ﷺ replied to him. And from this we can understand how great the rights of our mother are over us, and how it's impossible for us to fulfill them. This individual has walked for 6 miles on a hot pathway which is so hot that it would even cook meat, with his mother on his back, and he's asking, am I free from the rights of my mother? The Holy Prophet ﷺ replied, لَعَلَّهُ أَن يَكُونَ بِطَلْقَةٍ وَاحِدًا, that perhaps this could be the return of just one contraction of pain that she endured during labor whilst giving birth to you. This is the status and the rank of our mother. And today we have the audacity to speak back to our parents. Today we think that if we bought a Mother's Day card and a box of chocolates once a year, we've done enough to fulfill the rights of our parents. My dear respected brothers in Islam, with the blessings of this gathering today, it's time for us to wake up. And there's many, many other hadith regarding the father. It's mentioned that disobedience to the father is disobedience to Allah. And the displeasure of the father is the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And to the extent it's mentioned that if somebody displeases his father, if somebody's father is not happy with him, it mentioned in one narration reported by Imam al-Hakim that all sins, the punishment for all sins is delayed until the Day of Judgment, except for denying the rights of the father, except for upsetting and disobeying the father. This is that sin that Allah Azza wa Jal sends the punishment of to the person who is committing it, even in this world before he dies. This is the severity, and these are the rights of our parents that have been mentioned in the hadith. And our parents are our paradise. If we want to attain paradise, if we want to attain reward, subhanAllah, in the hadith our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that our parents are the means of us attaining paradise. Al-Jannatu, paradise is tahta aqdamil ummahat. Paradise lies under the feet of our mothers. We should be like dust under the feet of our parents. This is how humble we should be. This is how we should serve them. And when it comes to gaining reward, our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, مَا مِن وَلَدٍ بَارٍ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ نَظْرَةً رَحْمَةً إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَظْرَةٍ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورَةً. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that there is not any pious child who looks towards his parents with just one glance. Here the word nazratan is used. In Arabic grammar this is mastarul marra. The students of knowledge will know that this means an act which is just done once, just one glance with mercy at the face of our parents. Allah Azza wa Jalla writes in our book of deeds one accepted hajj for every such glance. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa in nazara kulla yawmin mi'ata marra. What if a child looks at his parents with mercy 100 times in a day? The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the mercy. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Na'am, Allahu akbar wa atyabu. If a person looks with mercy at his parents 100 times a day, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him the reward of 100 accepted hajj, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest and the most pure. My dear respected brothers in Islam, it's very, very important for us to realize the status that the Qur'an and the hadith have given to our parents. And this is just a glimpse. It's not possible for us to encompass all of the verses of the Qur'an and all of the ahadith in one short bayan. So from this ijtima today, we want to make a change. We want to go home and we want to seek forgiveness from our parents. We want to look at our parents with this glance of love. We want to kiss the hands and feet of our parents, because that is where our paradise lies. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings and mercies upon our parents. May Allah Azza wa Jal give our parents a long life, those who are still alive. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to serve them. Those whose parents have passed away, may Allah Azza wa Jal give them the ability to do Isal al-Sawab for their parents. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive their parents and grant them an elevated status in the gardens of paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.